now, from the Center for Common Sense Counseling, here's Roland Trujillo.
Well, hello everybody, welcome to the program. My name is Roland Trujillo, and I am Pastor Roland. I am your radio pastor, and here I am to bring you great tidings, or glad tidings of great joy. And I would like to begin by reading something from the scripture, and I have a reason for reading it. And the reason is that it should be God who is glorified. God who is glorified, not man, not the works of our hands, not our sports idols or our political idols or our entertainment idols or our music idols. Remember, they are flesh. They are made of clay. And it is God who is the maker of all that you see. And here's something really beautiful. It's Psalm 115. It says, "Not to us, O Lord, not to us, but to you, your name give glory, because of your loving kindness, because of your truth. Why should the nations say, 'Where now is their God?' But our God is in the heavens. He does whatever he pleases." Is that not beautiful, ladies and gentlemen? How about this? Psalm 117. "Praise the Lord, all nations. Laud him, all peoples. For his loving kindness is great toward us. And the truth of the Lord is everlasting. Praise the Lord. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. For his loving kindness is everlasting." Isn't that beautiful? "The sound of joyful shouting and the salvation is in their tents of the righteous. The right hand of the Lord does valiantly. The right hand of the Lord is exalted. The right hand of the Lord does valiantly. I will not die but live and tell of the works of the Lord." It's just beautiful. I just love to hear the scripture. Well, ladies and gentlemen, here I am. And you've got me now for another 26 minutes. Take advantage of this time. Take advantage of it. You see, we are a spoiled people. We are an ungrateful people. We are a slovenly people. We are a rude people. See, we've had too much of everything. So we've become jaded. We've become jaded. We don't appreciate things anymore. And so, blessed are you. Blessed are you if you listen to my program and you appreciate me. Or not so much me, but you appreciate what I say. You appreciate hearing the truth. If you appreciate the truth and don't take it for granted, then blessed are you. Because God has put it in you to appreciate it. See, some people are incapable of it. Incapable. So if you are capable of appreciating the truth, if you're capable of hearing me, then you are blessed. You are blessed. So, let us begin. Ladies and gentlemen, the world is in a mess, as you have probably noticed. The world is in a mess. Things are becoming unstable. Increasingly unstable. Now, it affects every area of our, the instability, the confusion, the mayhem, see? It affects, it's everywhere. It's in the economy, it's in politics, it's in our homes, it's in our schools. See, you see it everywhere. You even see it in art and in music. So is it any wonder that people today become upset? Is it any wonder that they become upset? And being upset, they look for a way to calm down. But instead of looking to the Lord, they look to the hand of Mammon, which is a big mistake. I shall be right back. Hello, this is Roland.
Highlights from selected Common Sense programs are available at our website, commonsensecounseling.org. Click on Streaming Audio and you'll find programs by topic in Real Player or Windows Media format. Plus, listen to my lecture on how to stop hurting those you love, and find links to all five of my blogs. It's all at commonsensecounseling.org.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome. My name is Pastor Roland. I'm a very nice pastor. And I will tell you the truth. And the truth is, ladies and gentlemen, that we are looking in the wrong direction for our answers. See, if you are upset, let's say you're upset. What's that funny saying that you hear a lot of people say now? They say if you're a hammer, then if all you have is a hammer, then everything looks like a nail. Have you heard that one? If all you have is a hammer, then everything looks like a nail. Well, you see, so suppose you're upset, and you go to the bartender. What's he going to tell you? Oh, have some drinks, have some alcohol. If you go to the drug dealer, what's he going to say? Oh, smoke some marijuana or have some heroin. See? If you go to the psychologist or the psychiatrist, oh, take these chemicals, take these pills, take these antidepressants or these atypical antipsychotic medications, or these mood stabilizers, or these benzodiazepines. See, take these, he'll say. Or if you go to the entertainer, I'm upset. Oh, well, you just need more music, music or different music. See. So, like the expression goes, if all you have is a hammer, then everything looks like a nail. So you go to whoever you go to, see, they will sell you in order to make money, or to justify their existence, see, or because that's all they know, why they will sell you what thing they offer, see. So, if you go to the hand of man, and that's what you're going to get. But, the question is, yes, so I was saying that we have become upset, nervous, irritable, uneasy, worried, unhappy. See? Then we look to the hand of man to soothe us. I mean, if you go to the massage parlor, see? You go to the massage parlor, they're going to say, oh, you just need another massage. See? Or you go to the manicurist, well, you need a manicure or a pedicure. Or you need a pedicure and a neck massage. See? They'll all take your money. All of them. They will all take your money. But the question is, the questions become, how did you become upset in the first place? Why? Once upon a time, you were a little child. You were happy and carefree. You ran barefoot. You got out, leapt from bed in the morning full of joy, and you ran barefoot over the carpet, looking forward to a beautiful day. See? And you slept the sweet dreams of innocence. After a full day's activity when you were a little child. Well, what happened? Something went wrong. What was it? Well, I know what it was. But I'm not going to tell you right now. I'll let you figure it out for yourself. But the point I was making is, if you have not been tutored in the art of self-control, if you've not been tutored in the art of self-control, and if you have not learned to apply the principles that help you to remain calm and unperturbed and on an even keel, if you have not learned to apply those principles, and if you have not been gently and delicately guided by wise and thoughtful parents, see, to learn the art of self-control, then what is going to happen is that when things start to happen, then you will react and overreact and get out of control. See? Now that's very typical, little children, although, see, they are innocent and sweet. They're, you know, they're only little children. And since they are only little children, they will become emotional. It's perfectly natural. See, that's what the way children are. They become emotional, but that's what parents are for. See? That's what parents are for, is to be calm and stable and patient and long-suffering and wise, to provide that steady, steady in hand of calmness. You see? And even the mere presence of a calm parent, especially of a father, the mere presence of a calm parent already has a very not good effect. So yeah, the kids will get excited. You know how it is, you have a bunch of kids and they're playing and playing and things are getting more and more excited, and every grandpa and grandma knows what's going to happen very soon. See, all of a sudden, somebody's going to start crying because they've been getting too carried away. See, so when good grandma and grandpa see that things are getting a little carried away, they step in and they maybe change the subject a little bit or have another activity. Hey guys, let's go. Let's go have a cookie or whatever. They change, you know, they enter in, or grandpa or grandma joins in with the play to make sure, you know, things don't get too carried away. See? All right. So now you see how that is. Well, but what has happened? Well, a couple of things have happened. Number one, people have not taught you the art of self-control. They've said, you know, get carried away, overreact. See, that's what you see on television. You see people overreacting, getting excited, see, yelling and screaming at each other. You see people at ball games yelling and screaming, overreacting, getting all excited at American Idol or some ball game, some basketball game or football game. Things are too important. People get excited, see? And people get angry. Oh, somebody dissed me. Somebody didn't give me respect. They get excited. They get angry. They get nervous. You know, she put me down. They get angry. They get excited. See, they get resentful. We're taught to react, react, react. Okay. Talks about self-control and self-discipline. Well, so you react, react, react. Well, what's going to happen? Your body is going to become conditioned to react. See? So when any little thing happens, you react. That's all you know. See? But then it's like trying to close the barn door after the horse has already escaped. See, once you become nervous and upset and irritable and resentful and angry and so on and so forth, see, then it's already happened. So then what do we look for? Well, then we look for symptom relief. And we look for symptom relief. And that's when we go to get our chemicals, our alcohol, our drugs, our marijuana. See? I'll be right back.
This is a special message for friends of the Common Sense Broadcast who don't use email but who would like to communicate with us. I would like to personally invite you to write to us. We'd love to hear from you. Send your cards and letters to Roland Trujillo, 1698 Market Street, Box 282, Redding, California, 96001. While you're at it, ask for a free copy of our newsletter or request a free brochure. Once again, address your correspondence to Roland Trujillo, 1698 Market Street, Box 282, Redding, California, 96001.
If you'd like to communicate by mail, address your correspondence to Roland Trujillo, that's R-O-L-A-N-D-T-R-U-J-I-L-L-O, Box 282, 1698 Market Street, Redding, California, 96001. That's Roland Trujillo, Box 282, 1698 Market Street, Redding, California, 96001. Please remember that Roland's program is listener-supported. Thank you.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. The program is Talk to a Pastor. Talk to a Pastor is a very special program. You're lucky to have me. Okay, so now I'm going to tie it all together. So if you have not been tutored and taught the art of self-control, okay, then you overreact. And if people have shown you, see, if that's all you've seen, that's all you've known, and that's what you do. So then you get out of control. So then you look for something to calm you down artificially. Well, here's what I say. Okay, and oh yes, but what I wanted to say is that okay. So let's say you're the kind of person that you've become overreactive, and not very disciplined in that regard. So you overreact. Well, you know, maybe that wouldn't be so bad. It is bad, but I'll just say maybe it wouldn't be so bad if we were living in the 1950s. You know, if we had a very calm, a very stable environment. See, but now what do you have? Well, now you have, families breaking up. You have divorces. You have kids with no father, they don't know who their father is, or father's gone. You have violence, you have parents beating each other up, and you have parents taking drugs, and you have gangs, drugs everywhere, violence, cruelty, mayhem, pornography, alcohol, marijuana, confusion everywhere. See, and then at school, what do you get there? You just get more confusion. More confusion. See, so people are confused, and the kind of authorities, the kind of good authorities that were once there, are not there anymore. So, in that environment, see. So then, if you're in that environment, then when all of these things happen, then not only do you react to little things, but now there are big things to react to. See? Well, so now you can see why a lot of people get out of control. So how the question is, how are you going to get back in under control? Well, first of all, you have to see that it has happened. You have gotten out of control. You weren't taught the discipline of self-control. You got out of control. You overreacted. See? And it's partially your own fault. And when I say fault, I don't mean it in a mean way. I'm not trying to be mean. I'm just saying that, you know, you're a little bit to blame because you know, there were times when somebody, quote unquote, dissed you and you could have overlooked. You could have let it go. You didn't have to become angry and hate them. See, somebody cut in front of you and when they're driving, you didn't have to get angry at them and use bad words and become, you know, hateful. You could have just let it pass. You know, your mom could have made a mistake. You could have just let it go and not hated her. Your dad could have made a mistake and you could have just overlooked it. See? Somebody in school could have been prettier than you or handsomer than you or had more money than you or nicer shoes than you or something. You could have just said, well, that's nice. I'm glad for them. And you could have gone about your business and developed your own talents instead of hating them and resenting them and being jealous of them. See, somebody could have come and spreading gossip about somebody else, and you could have said, no, thank you. I really don't know. I'm not interested in it. But no, you listened to it, and you got excited about it, you know. So the point is that you fell to the temptation. You could have been patient, but you got angry. You could have remained patient, but you became resentful. You could have let the temptation pass, but you went for it, see? So now you have to pay the penalty. I mean, now you get your just desserts, see? You become an emotional basket case, maybe? Well, all right. So now you have learned your lesson, so now I'm going to show you what you can do about it. Stay tuned.
Hello, this is Roland Trujillo, Director of the Center for Common Sense Counseling. Most of us want to live our lives with calmness, patience, and understanding. I'd like to talk for a moment about how to deal with life's problems and about a new free offer we have for you. If you could learn to be calm in the moment of a stressful situation, you would not add any fuel to the fire. When the moment of stress arrives, you would influence the moment instead of the moment influencing you. The way to be prepared to meet life with calmness is through a proper meditation. This meditation is learning how to become still before the truth. Through this practice, you will download enough calmness and understanding to meet the day's vicissitudes. By practicing our meditation, you can gain the presence of mind to stand back and observe the moment, see what is needed, and respond with reason and patience instead of upset or resentment. The triumph of responding properly and the delight of gaining understanding about ourselves and others lead to a procession of joys. Defeat turns to victory and fear to a new zest for life. You can download a free introductory version of the meditation exercise at our website, www.commonsensecounseling.org. Why are you waiting? Download your free meditation at commonsensecounseling.org.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Pastor Roland. I'm a very special pastor, a very special, special, special pastor, because I understand these things deeply. And not only do I understand them, but I can give you some simple help. I can actually give you simple help to get you back on course, to help you to calm down, to teach you in very short order how to apply the basic principles of self-control. And within a very short time, you can be naturally, see, more calm, more self-possessed. See, you won't need drugs, you won't need your marijuana, you won't need your alcohol. But, you know, you have to be open to listen to what I have to say. Now, so what do you need to do? Okay, so now, like I said earlier, you have already become upset. See, and some of you say, well, I'm not upset. Well, yes, you are. You're upset underneath. Your pride, you see, your pride, you become puffed up with pride. See, don't you, over certain things? And don't you puff up and judge other people? Sure you do, see? So that's reacting. You don't realize it. See, their mistake becomes the occasion of your puffing up, of your becoming either puffed up like a king or a queen, or puffed up in judgment, see? That's a reaction. Or you become resentful. Somebody says something, you don't like it, you become resentful underneath. Resentment is a reaction. So you are reactive. See? All right. And if you weren't reactive, you wouldn't need your pills, you wouldn't need your marijuana, you wouldn't need your alcohol, you wouldn't need your entertainment. See? You wouldn't need them. So you are overreactive. So now you have to simply see that that's the case. Now, symptom removal is not going to solve the problem. What you need is to find out how to not add any more overreactions, okay? That's number one, how to not add any more overreactions so that you can deal with the symptoms and the sequelae of your overreactions that have already occurred. You see what I mean? So here's what you do. You get the meditation that we have. We have a very nice meditation, and it's free, absolutely free. Free to listen to, free to download. It's very simple. It's like a little tech support. See, you need a little tech support to calm down, a little tech support to become a little bit calmer. See, the calmer you are, then the more open to reason you are, the more you're open to hear principles that will help you. If you're all upset, then you can't hear them. Your mind is too upset. So you need little tech support down. And the other thing you need is how to get out of your thoughts. You need to get out of your thoughts. You're too lost in thoughts. Thinking about the past, worrying about the future, thinking about what he said or what she said or what you're going to do. So you're lost in thoughts and lots of emotions. So you need the meditation so you can calm down, get out of your thinking, see? And then you'll be able to hear the simple principles of having patience, of not becoming resentful with other people, of overlooking, very simple principles, and you'll be able to apply them. And then you begin to calm down more and more and more. And then the symptoms from past overreactions will rise up. You'll be able to look at them and let them pass. And gradually, then, your body will begin to respond to your inner reason and patience instead of reacting to the outside. I'll be right back. Hello. Some of you have been listening for a while and like where I'm coming from. You recognize the truth and are willing to admit you've made some mistakes. The next step is to make some positive changes in your life. A good place to start is with the meditation exercise. Most of us are too lost in our thinking. We plan, worry, and scheme. Then we act emotionally and usually make things worse. Instead of worrying and scheming, why not spend the time learning to be still and find the wisdom and a proper energy to move with? In other words, why not request our meditation exercise? It will help you get out of fixating on problems and negative thinking. To request a copy of the meditation exercise, write, call, or email us. Or just pay us a visit at commonsensecounseling.org. You'll be glad you did. Very well, ladies and gentlemen. Well, here now, get your pencil and paper out. Now go to commonsensecounseling.org. commonsensecounseling.org. And there you can see the meditation, listen to it, read the little booklet. Lots of good resources for free there. You can also go to mypastorchat.com. That's www.mypastorchat.com, which is excellent. Good resources there. But may I recommend www.commonsensecounseling.org. Well, ladies and gentlemen, thank you for listening. To God be the glory, and I wish you the best. And until next time, bye-bye.
You have been listening to Roland Trujillo from the Center for Common Sense Counseling. Now you can listen to Roland anytime by logging on to www.commonsensecounseling.org. You'll find lots of free helpful information, and you can also order materials or make a donation by using your credit card. Once again, the web address is commonsensecounseling.org. If you'd like to communicate by mail, address your correspondence to Roland Trujillo. That's ROLANDTRUJILLO. 1698 Market Street, Box 282, Redding, California, 96001. That's 1698 Market Street, Box 282, Redding, California, 96001. Please remember that Roland's program is listener-supported. Thank you.